Welcome to the Bear Fiction Podcast, Mount Juliet High School's podcast for student fiction. I'm your host, Jason Lawrence. We're excited to premiere our first episode today. Our first piece is an untitled short story by Cindy Nee. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoy. Aria writes on the paper. The lone clock hanging on the wall ticks and ticks and ticks. It's mocking and taunting and reminding her of the time she is wasting, sitting here with her hands tied behind her back. A ticking time bomb that roars in the quiet, other than the faint sound of pen on paper. She hears murmurs outside and a click that conveniently is timed to match with her clock. If she closes her eyes, she can almost vividly see the scenery outside. Flashes of blinding white, an insignia pinned to a body with eyes of bright red and orange. The door creaks as it opens, and footsteps hammer against the wooden planks of the floor. By the time she's looped her L's and dotted her I's, an arm comes to rest on top of her head, hand waving in her face. She looks away, face settling into a grin that comes easily to her. "I'm hurt, really," Kai whines, not doing anything to hide the petulant tone her voice had taken. She leans against the wall close to her, arms crossing over her chest. "Invite me out for dinner, and I find you instead here, wasting the little ink we have on this little sheet of paper?" Aria hums, fingers tapping rapidly against the table. She glances at the door before speaking. "What can I say? I'm a free spirit. You really should be used to this by now." "Free spirit you are, and a shameless one at that," Kai rolls her eyes, but the small quirk of her lips tells her all she needs to know. Regardless, there's a tightness in the way she holds herself, and her nerves are clear as day with the way she bites her lip. If they were anywhere else, Aria would have lectured her about the ease of reading her emotions. Kai had always worn her heart on her sleeves, too emotive in a world where it can be the disastrous end of them. But as it is, they're here, and there's a viper waiting outside, just waiting for its chance to strike and sink its teeth in. She scratches out a word on the paper before capping the pen and hastily shoving it into her inner jacket pocket. Kai watches with eyes that are sharp and clear, hands twitching by her side. Aria thinks it's been a while since she's last seen her this fraught, a manic energy practically twisting around her neck, and she can't help but feel sorry for being the cause. Aria had taken her advice of staying low seriously, even if Kai may not believe it now with her current situation. It's just something that always seemed to go awry with her. "Hand this to Katrina next time you see her, if you can. Just the best times to change our study sessions because, well, you know," Aria says as she folds the paper and chucks it with a nonchalance she isn't actually feeling. Kai catches it with a fumble, and their eyes meet for only a blink. No words are exchanged, but Kai understands and unfolds it, eyes scanning the paper. "Don't react," Aria prays internally. "Please." Kai's eyes widen, but her mouth stays firmly shut and she folds it back up. There's a second where she works to recompose herself, undoubtedly aware of the heavy eyes on them. "You sure are cruel to reschedule onto a Saturday, you know. Some people have lives." An increase of noise and murmurs beyond the door. Karina had once told Aria that part of what they did was put on a grand play. They're the producers who oversee everything. The writers who meticulously stitch together the scenes, the designers that decide the scenery, and the actors who bring everything to life. They only take the spotlight when it is their turn to grasp attention. Aria doesn't particularly enjoy acting, but she supposes she never really had a choice. Aria sighs as loud as she can. "Don't overdo it." She can practically hear Karina's voice reverberating in her head. "Saturdays are an absolute pain for me, too. I have to check that day, and you know how long that takes. They really are meticulous, refusing to leave even a single corner of the house unchecked. All they find is wrappers and lint most of the time, but respect them for their work. I don't think I ever could do it. Most of the time." Of course, the 1 hour Aria isn't home is the time they decide to enter and search her house. Not being there to take away the incriminating evidence or even fumble for an explanation, an excuse is certainly a rough stain on her reliability and record. The chatter outside falls to a still hush. Good. That seemed to placate them for now. Kai laughs with a small huff. "Man, I sure do. Can't forget my first check when it ran over 4 hours long and I was late for my job interview." A small knock at the door. Kai glances over, eyes narrowing. Before either of them can utter a word, the knock grows to a banging that shakes even the table she sits at. Looks like our time is up. Arya can't stop the dryness that bleeds into her voice. A hypocrite, really, for lecturing Kai on emotions when even she herself couldn't help to smother them. It was why they were in this absolute tangle of a mess. Kai pockets her paper, and her eyes are ablaze, lit with a fiery determination. She throws a casual smile towards her. I'll see you once you get out of this whole mess. Thumps of shoes against the floor again, and the door opens and closes with a finality that sends her table shaking once again. Arya closes her eyes and listens intently, the scene already beginning to color in front of her. Mumbles and the shuffles of a coat. Kai hands over the paper, and they inspect it, eyeing every word with the precision of a scientist over a microscope. They're looking for something out of place, something to indicate a hidden message. They won't find anything, though, because Arya and Katrina and Kai had spent long hours under the stars and moon perfecting their code. Then Kai leaves. She leaves them none the wiser, paper heavy and ink dripping and staining her beige jacket. She leaves with a thunder to her step, because this is the role they have assigned to themselves, and they will never stop until the play is seen through. Arya opens her eyes. The clock continues to tick. If you're interested in having your work read, please send a request to barefictionmjhs@gmail.com. This podcast is exclusively student-written fiction, and we'd love to publicize your work. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Bear Fiction Podcast. We'll see you next time.